A couple of important health weeks are happening at the moment. It is not only Heart Week, but it is Iron Awareness Week. And to talk to us a little bit about that, on the phone this week, Professor Claire Collins from the School of Health Sciences. Good morning, Claire. We will get to iron awareness in a moment, but firstly, it doesn't get much more important than your heart, does it?
It certainly doesn't. And for Heart Week, the focus is on blood pressure. And the reason for that is 6 million Australian adults, one third, have got high blood pressure. And for those, 4 out of 6, actually, it's either not treated well or they don't even know that they're sitting ducks for heart attack or stroke.
It's interesting, as you mentioned before we started, that some of us don't even know, and you've just said there we may not even know. What are some of the symptoms that we could be aware of?
Well, this is why blood pressure is called the silent killer, because there actually are no symptoms. So unless it's been measured, then you wouldn't even know you've got high blood pressure. There is a target level, that old 120 over 80 milligrams. So you really need to check in with your GP if you haven't seen a GP for a while and get it checked. But, you know, there is some good news.
And the good news being?
Well, the good news is, and I'm highly biased, I must admit, but the good news is that there are actually foods that you can eat that do help lower your blood pressure. You know, we always talk about dropping weight will help drop your blood pressure a couple of milligrams of mercury, which is enough to massively lower your risk of stroke. But there are some foods that you can focus on, and you know it's always great when you get to hear that you can eat more foods. And there's one that people don't even really know much about, and that's beetroot. So beetroot has this stuff in it called nitrates. And when nitrates get digested, they travel around in your blood, and they make your blood vessels really elastic and pliable by producing this stuff called nitric oxide. And it sounds all scary, but it's a little bit like, you know, if you leave your garden hose out in the sun and it goes all soft. But that's what beetroot does to your blood vessels, which means they can keep doing their job of pumping blood around your body. So beetroot, rolled oats, start the breakfast with a good old bowl of porridge, and you're helping your blood pressure. Vitamin C, that's found in a whole range of vegetables and fruit, helps lower your blood pressure as well.
I think the big one there is beetroot. It's something we don't know too much about in that space. Of course, if we're out having hamburgers all the time here in Australia, we have to have beetroot on them anyway, but you're probably not suggesting that's the way to get the beetroot?
Most of the studies have actually been done in beetroot juice, in fact. But beetroots are in season at the moment, so if you go to the supermarket, you can buy the whole ones, wrap them in alfoil, throw them in the oven the same way you'd throw a potato, and then quarter them and put them in any salad or alongside your roast potatoes, and they taste amazing. But if you go, oh no, hate beetroot, well, green leafy vegetables are also really high in nitrates, and now is the spinach, kale, everything green and leafy season. So that's an easy way to boost your nitrate intake to lower your blood pressure. There's a couple of other weird things, though, that are worth mentioning. And if you're a licorice lover, well, true licorice root actually has a chemical that can really raise your blood pressure suddenly. So monitor your intake if you're a licorice lover. Most ordinary licorice at the supermarket actually doesn't contain any true licorice root. But then the other nasties that push it up, salt. Salt draws water into your blood, and that's a bit like you think of a creek after a storm and all that water's got to rush down a dry creek bed all of a sudden. Well, that's what salt does to your blood. It draws water into your blood and really pushes up your blood pressure.
It's always the good stuff, isn't it, that does the bad to us. Now, very quickly as well, Iron Awareness Week. What should we be aware of there, Claire?
Yeah, so Iron Awareness Week, the same as Heart Week, but if you have a condition called hemochromatosis, which means you're a super storer of iron from your food, the symptoms are actually the same as if you're iron deficient, tired, lethargic. And one place that iron gets stored is in your heart, and it increases your risk for heart disease. It also gets stored in your liver, increasing your risk for liver disease and liver cancer, and also gets stored in your pancreas, increasing your risk for diabetes. You don't know if you've got hemochromatosis or iron storage unless you have a blood test. So when you're getting your blood pressure checked, if you're feeling run down, get your blood studies. Your doctor will check your blood levels and see whether you've got deficiency or excess.
It all comes back to being a participant, doesn't it? We have to get involved, and first step is, you know, getting those basics checked at the doctor quite often, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And the weird thing about hemochromatosis, like one person in 200 actually carries it, but they don't, again, they don't even know. So you shouldn't self-medicate, because if you go, oh, I'm so tired, I'm just going to, you know, go and buy a bottle of iron supplements, that would be the absolute worst thing that you should do. And hemochromatosis, iron storage disease, the treatment is giving blood, just like a blood donor. And for some people with the severe form, they have to become vegetarian. But it also means you need to avoid vitamin C supplements, and especially avoid having them when you're eating meat, because you would absorb even more iron and then, you know, go down this pathway of early heart disease, simply because you never got checked for hemochromatosis, or you never went and saw your GP.
There is a lot to be aware of there. Keep all of that in mind. Get yourself to the doctor and get checked out. It is Heart Week. It's also Iron Awareness Week. And as Claire said, do not self-medicate. I think we're all guilty of that from time to time. Nevertheless, Professor Claire Collins joining us again next time from the School of Health Sciences. It is 28 to 11 at 2NURFM.